Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, Roger, when I was a kid,
yeah,
like other girls from my generation and really generations after, I had strawberry shortcakes, like the girl, the doll.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. My daughter had those.
Oh, did she?
That's right.
Okay.
I'm an old guy.
Yeah. And there were I think lemon berry and like they smelled like berries and they were take off of the like very popular cartoon.
Big collector deals. Yeah.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And all of us had them, and we'd play with them. It was really cool. Well, I gotta tell you, the left can take any sweet, pure thing and just twist it. Elon Musk is on a tear. He's at it again this morning. Yesterday during the show, he racked up 20 million views, going after a transgender-themed cartoon on Netflix that was recommended for age seven and under.
Yep.
Okay, this one has the same rating. It's called Strawberry Shortcake, Berry in the Big City. Well, it's nothing like what we used to watch.
Oh, okay.
Berry in the Big City.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah. Yeah, and of course, like the cartoon yesterday he was raving about, it pushes transgenderism on kids. Not a topic that they really should, you know, have to mess with. At their age. And there's a character called Trans Fairy and Trans.
I'm sorry. Okay. Transberry.
Trans Fairy is a very gender questionable. I mean, I can't tell if it's a man or woman. No questionable fair. Individual who walks around in the trans dress, a beautiful dress that is made in all of the trans colors.
I'll give them that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Trans Fairy.
America, America.
Yeah. So Elon Musk is calling for everyone to cancel their Netflix subscription because he says, quote, Netflix is grooming our children, unquote. This is not acceptable content for kids. This is a sore spot with him. Of course, I don't know if you know this about Elon Musk, but we didn't know this at the time when he was buying Twitter. But he has a son who transitioned to be a daughter. I know at one point was scheduled to have the surgery. I don't know if they actually did or not. This child's over 18. But Elon Musk talks about just like with a lot of pain, you know, baby mamas contacting him for permission for sign off to use transition hormones. He says, you know, it was during COVID. He was busy. He signed off and he has this incredible guilt as a father. And this is why he's gone to war with the woke mind virus, as he calls it.
Yeah. I only saw that story like 2 days ago, I guess it was. Yeah.
Oh, about why Musk is doing all this?
Yeah.
Why he's on a tear?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So it started with the woke mind virus, but it's kind of gone from there with Elon Musk. So he's at war with this woke culture now, and he says that he is going to destroy it. He's doing a darn good job, I mean, I will tell you. But here's his other crusade for this week, too. He is demanding that the Southern Poverty Law Center be shut down. He says it is evil. It should no longer advise the federal government. And he says the Southern Poverty Law Center is guilty of incitement to murder Charlie Kirk. Because one day before Charlie was killed, Southern Poverty Law Center featured him on their Heat Watch newsletter. These lists are best described as hit lists.
Same effect.
Yeah. And, you know, this is not speculation, because as we know, Southern Poverty Law Center featured the Family Research Council as one of, as a, you know, a white supremacist group.
Mm-hmm.
And a shooter actually went there and shot people.
Yep.
Like, and they'll publish your address, your location, all of that.
They're a lot more militant than they used to be. I remember them from years and years and years ago back in Atlanta. And they have radicalized in about the last decade, really, remarkably.
Well, they have consulted with our government. And we also have the Anti-Defamation League this week, the left losing it because Kash Patel kicked them out.
Yeah.
They listed Turning Point USA in a tier with terror groups. And unfortunately, the FBI was using them as a resource to consult on, like, who to target.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, this has gone way too far for way too long.
That amounts, you know what that amounts to, of course, is criminal conspiracy, the bottom line.
It does. By the way, speaking of which, the left is now thinks they're living in a sort of dictatorship, censorship
sure.
regime. They are outraged that Kash Patel has just come out, fired an FBI agent in California for having a pride flag on their desk. And of course, it's the same week that Kash Patel, head of the FBI, also fired all those agents that kneeled in solidarity with Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're told this is a free speech crackdown. Okay. I'm old enough to remember when the Democrats directed Lois Lerner and her henchmen to audit everyone who donated to or filed a Tea Party chapter application with the IRS, because it's a nonprofit, so you have to
I do remember that. Yeah. Famously audited on every one of them. Yeah.
Every one of them.
Yeah, I do that.
And
yeah.
they had fully audited personally and their businesses a quarter of the donors, the listed leadership of each one of these nonprofits, Tea Party nonprofits. They'd gotten all the way through about a quarter of them in the country before they were stopped. And these audits were brutal. I heard one woman speak to a group. It was amazing. And I was also speaking to the same group. And she was talking about, like, she started a Tea Party chapter, filed with the IRS, never got the chapter approved. They would require her to go around the internet and print 7 copies of every comment she'd ever made and mail it to them.
Yeah.
She said, I sent them literally a U-Haul full of information. They were never happy. It was a game. If I didn't do what I was afraid. She said, they not only audited my family personally, like me and my husband, she said she has a business and he has a business, and they audited both of them, even though her husband wasn't involved.
Yeah, those audits were part of their TCS variety, Taxpayer Compliance Survey. That means the audit is over when IRS says it is over, and they can ask you to reach back for tax returns, which you're supposed to have for at least 7 years.
Well, we have a listener, Andy, who listens to the whole show, and I'm sure he'll hear this. He's an attorney. He's down in Florida, and he's a partner in a law firm. He said that his audit for making the mistake of, I don't remember if he joined the Tea Party, donated, or started a chapter. It was one of those. Mm-hmm. He'll remind me in an email today. But he, by the time he was done, the whole audit, they found nothing. Cost him $100,000 to defend himself.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Not a bit right. surprised at that.
Right. So, I mean, and by the way, we only just found Lois Lerner's deputy who did this reign of terror and fired her just in the last couple of weeks. We got Lerner pushed out, but we didn't get her till the last couple of weeks. And the Democrats are pretending that all of this never happened. And all of history actually begins in January 2025. And they are living through a dictatorship of speech repression where you can't even put your pride flag on your desk. And I got to say something. When the fact that those FBI agents nailed in solidarity, Roger, with BLM, mm-hmm. at the time BLM was doing $2 billion worth of damage. That is what the insurance industry paid out. Yeah. Nailed in solidarity, not with the cops trying to stop it, not with the families of the 27 people who were murdered in those riots, including a police, what was he? He was a, it's not the top guy in a police agency. I'm blanking on that. Anyway, in St. Louis, he was a high ranking former officer in there. He retired, but he was trying to protect a thrift store that his friend owned, and he was brutally murdered. I mean, protecting all of them, Roger, and the FBI nails in solidarity.
Yeah, that was the David Dorn case.
Yes, David Dorn.
77 years old.
Black man, ironically.
Yeah. Yes,
kneels in solidarity with the thugs burning right. down the businesses of innocent people because the left is mad. What does that say to you? If the FBI is doing it, it says, we're in solidarity with the criminals. We will not protect you from them. Wow. And they still had jobs. But we're told that somehow this is speech suppression. And by the way, when they kneeled, it was in front of FBI headquarters. They were on duty, and they were wearing their FBI logo.
There you go.
Yeah.
One thing I am salivating at the prospect of, however, is the late-night comedians and their monologues having to go to bat for Netflix.
Yeah.
It gets worse every time you hear it.
I'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.